said it before, as long as you talk about it, you're still in it. Every time you get upset, you talk about something that somebody did to you 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 3 weeks ago, you're still there.
Amen.
They've moved on. You're still there.
Amen.
And guess what? Now, you're not going to like what I'm going to say, but I'm going to help you out. You are trying to bring them into your misery and make them submit to you till they see what you see, but you're seeing wrong.
Amen.
But yet you lift your hands, give God glory. The last time I checked, the manual said, before you present your offering, if you realize that your brother has something against you, and one translation says, if you have something against them, says, go back and make peace with your brother first. Leave your offering. Your offering is this. So don't you dare lift your hands if you got a problem, husband, wives, friends, neighbors, whatever, and you're arguing with each other every few minutes, and you're bringing up stuff from 2005, and we're in 2019 almost, and you're bringing up stuff saying, well, I remember what you did in 2005. You have the problem. You're still parked there. I'm not going to participate in it. And if your behavior changed, that's between you and God, because it tells me you haven't forgiven me, which means there's a portal that Satan is using to talk to you, and he's using you to talk to me.
Amen.
Well, you can't say that, but that's what's written.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, nothing about no stuff from years ago. Why are you bringing that stuff up if you say you're past it? You're still bringing it up. That means either, watch this, either when we talked about it, you never released me, or you're holding your own self in bondage to use it as power over me. Not authority, power. Mm-hmm. You want me to love you? You want me to forgive you? Then you do what I say. That's satanic. It's called witchcraft. That's why I said it before, and I know a lot of people, they don't understand it, because they're like, well, pastor, you know, you say this. That's why I said to you, and I keep hearing this, and I got to get this together. You better understand marriage before you marry. Don't you dare marry nobody to make you whole. A man should not be marrying a woman to make him whole. If he's not whole before you marry him, you leave him alone. If she's not whole before you marry her, you leave her alone. Nobody got time to raise no child that's grown.
That's right.
Now, I understand the maturity in Christ. I'm talking about somebody who don't know who they are and frustrated. And this is what I said. We talked about memories before. I'm just hearing this, so I got to go. Your memories are holding you captive. As long as you keep bringing them other people in your bedroom, God is going to hold you accountable on that day. Mm-hmm. And watch, not just the day of judgment, every single day, because you're going to see, now this is a big word, you're going to see a gulf starting to incorporate into your marriage. The gulf is the fact that somebody else has left imprint and you haven't dealt with it, and it's now becoming a part of your marriage and it's separating you. Mm-hmm. 95% of the marriages have gulfs that they haven't dealt with. Before I got married, I was this promiscuous. I was that promiscuous. Well, are you that way with your husband or wife? No. Why? Because, not saying inappropriate, I mean active, wanting to be intimate, wanting to share, wanting to hold hands, just the basic stuff. I don't do that no more. Here's the gulf. Mm-hmm. And it's getting wider. Well, that's just who I am. They have to understand me. Well, why is your husband coming home late? Where is he at? Oh, he said he's coming home. Gulf. Now we got trust. Gulf. Gulf, so now we have roommates. Come on. And eventually somebody's going to come and put their hand out there and say, brother, I need to talk to you. And she's going to say that to him, and he's going to take her hand because his hand is so cold. Same thing with the woman. This is what Satan does. It's a bartering system. He's not changed the game. Same thing. But see, we don't want to hear this because we don't want to admit it. If your marriage is not doing well, most of the time it's because of you having things inside of you that you haven't gone to the throne about, or you refusing to change. Has nothing to do with the other person. It's you. Nobody walk up to I don't see any husband walking up to his wife saying, honey, I love you. Go cheat. Go be unfaithful. I love you. No. I don't see a wife doing that to a husband. I don't see that. You know what happens? You get married and you bring those other people and you don't deal with the truth. And here's the truth. We were forgiven because of what Christ did.
Amen.
Christ treats us no different now than he did when we first knew him.
Amen.
Got it? Your marriage should be so fresh that the other people shouldn't even exist.
That's right. That's right.
You not being married should be so fresh, should be preparing yourself, if you're a woman, for that great man that's going to come along and do according to what you've been praying about, what you told God, and for the man, that great woman that's coming along. What we've done is we've bartered for so long that we think bartering is the way. Let me test the water before I marry. Come on. come on, let me just do this. Is it our money, your money? And she don't, I'll buy you this. It's bartering system. It's for your soul. Everything on this earth, everything that happens in this world is for the soul. You must settle that today. You were chosen because your soul has been redeemed through Christ. You cannot afford to barter with it anymore.
Amen.
Amen. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 9. Almost done. You getting something?
Yes.
If he or she is not born again, don't even try it. Don't even try it. They look nice. I believe if I spend some time with them, they'd give their life to Christ. Oh, no. You bartering. You bartering. You'll be sorry. This is after Christ shows us, Ephesians 1:9. Having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself. So God is holding himself accountable to make sure that we know we're chosen.
Amen.
Got it?
Yes.
Verse 10. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on the earth in him. Verse 11, everybody, ready? Read.
In him also the inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will.
So he's saying, we've obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will. That we, say me, who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory.
Yes.
So he's saying, at first you trusted me. Mm-hmm. And then there was a fall. This is where it gets great. Before the fall, he chose us. That's what Ephesians says, in him to be holy and blameless in his sight before the foundation of the world. And he's now saying it again, but he's saying it in a way to even help you understand better. He's saying it's your destiny. Mm-hmm. Come on. It's part of your destiny. You're chosen. You are supposed to win. All I need you to do is obey me. All I need you to do is spend time with me. All I need you to do is be real with me. All I need you to do is let me change you into what I want you to be from the beginning, because that's when we first talked and walked together and we loved each other.
Amen.
That's what he's saying. When you fight me, and when you push away, you're trying to control your own destiny.
Amen.
He said you can't do it. It's been predestined.
Amen.
You can't change it. When you fight against me, all you're doing is kicking against the gold.
Amen.
You're hurting yourself.
Amen.
That's what he said. You're hurting yourself. You're refusing to change, and you're looking for benefits that won't attract themselves to you because they're looking for you in the original state.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's heavy. Write this down, please, in your notes. And one more scripture, we're going to close. The plan will work for you if you stop fighting the process of God.
Amen.
The plan will work for you if you stop fighting the process of God. That's what he's trying to tell you. He said, you've already been chosen. You've already been predestined. He wants you back. He loves you. He chose you because of a promise he made to your ancestors. Oh, boy, that's heavy. A promise he made to your ancestors, he chose you. He needs you now to recognize you've been chosen, to obey, do your part, do what you're supposed to do consistently, and watch all the benefits show up. And stop bartering for your souls.
Amen.
Stop doing things you know is wrong and act like it doesn't have an effect. It does. It goes straight to your soul.
Amen. It does.
That's what he's saying. You're bartering. The money isn't the issue. The fact is, you're now using the world system and it's attacking your soul. That's good. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians 2. We're going to park here. 1 Corinthians 2. This hurt a little bit? Little ouching? You can give me a little ouch. Go ahead and give some ouches. Ouch, ouch. It's okay to ouch. But I tell you what, if you do what's right, the altar will start giving, you'll be giving him glory all over the place.
That's true.
Celebrating with him. Yeah. Or we're going to pray because this is heavy. You have to realize you're chosen. God is holding you accountable for this generation like he's holding me and all of us. But he's only holding you accountable to obey him.
Amen.
And to do what he says. The rest he's going to take care of.
Amen.
We're working too hard for nothing.
Amen.
He's taking care of everything. All he needs you to do is do what you're supposed to do. Stop bartering. And I want you to get that when you get this CD. Look at the bartering in your lives that we've done. Not just you, all of us. Look at the bartering. Amen. You know things that we've done we shouldn't have done.
Amen.
And you know you can feel it in your soul.
Yes.
When you messed up. Yes. It's like a vroom. It's like you leave your place of elevation. Come on, you can sense it.
Yes.
It's like vroom, I shouldn't have did that.
Yes.
I shouldn't have said that. It's not just I feel bad. There's something going on in me that's not right.
Amen.
It's affecting my soul.
Yes.
He's saying you better stop because you're losing it.
Yes, that's it. Mm-hmm.
See, you're becoming so worldly minded that you're dimming out the spirit realm and you're becoming dormant to the spirit. And after a while, the writer said, and God has turned them over to a reprobated mind to make them think what they're doing is right.
Yes.
But for us that are chosen, there's an alarm. Beep, 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 beep. Don't do it. Stop it. Don't do it. You're not treating your wife right. You're not treating your brother right. You're not treating your kids right. Kids, you're not obeying your parents right. Come on. It's an alarm. Beep, 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 beep. Stop it. Why? The writer said this. You who are born again, it says, now you work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. He's saying, I redeemed it. I made sure the penalty wouldn't attach it. Now you make sure you keep it active in the spirit realm.
Amen. Uh-huh.
That's it.
Amen.
That's what he said. You keep it active. That's your job.
Yes.
He said, I did everything else for you. Your job. You're back at one. It's a fresh soul. Do what you're supposed to do with it. Stop
Amen.
Trying to gain the world. Stop bartering.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
1 Corinthians 2:9. We're going to park here. I tell you what. I'm going to get me a CD even for this one. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of men the things which God has prepared for those who what?
Love him.
Whew, glory to God. But God has revealed them to us through what?
His Spirit.
For the Spirit searches what?
All things.
Yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the what?
Spirit of man.
Which is in him. Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world.
Amen.
You see that?
Yes.
But the Spirit who is from who?
God.
That we might know the things that have been freely given to us by who?
God.
So this is powerful. He's saying the fallen system that you once served, that spirit of Antichrist and satanic is not a part of your DNA.
Amen.
I didn't give you that when I chose you. I gave you my spirit. This spirit desires God's spirit. It communicates and communes with God's spirit.
Amen.
And in doing that, it knows the benefits that are available by being obedient.
Amen.
That's why sometimes you say, I need to be living better. What you need to say is, hold on, self. What's wrong with you, soul? What's the problem? Why are we so downcast? Put your trust in the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Let us get it together. Let us obey. Let us read. Let us pray. Watch. The benefits are looking for us.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Glory to God.
That's what he said. You've been chosen that the world, you would be on display to the world of the glory of God.
Yes.
And he said they can't see you because you're bartering
yes.
in too many areas.
Amen.
He's saying it's time to stop bartering. And it's time to realize I speak to you spirit to spirit because I want you to see what you gained through me.
Amen.
And what I've made available.
Amen.
The earth is just an inklet of what I have for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
He said, this is where you prove to me that you love me. Because I prove to you. Thank you for joining us today at Kingdom Ministries International. You can visit us online at kingdomfamilies.online or call us at 754-229-5641. We would love to hear from you. Remember, the kingdom of God is within you.